Lawsuit, 1.6K Dead People Register to Vote in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. By John Binder on February 27, 2020. A lawsuit filed against Allegheny County, Pennsylvania alleges that nearly 1,600 dead people are registered to vote in the 2020 election in the county. The Public Interest Legal Foundation filed suit against Allegheny County, where Pittsburgh is located, for their alleged ineffectiveness in cleaning up their voter rolls. The lawsuit claims there are about 1,583 dead people still on the county voter rolls. The foundation reviewed birth dates from a portion of the county's voter registration list against records in the Social Security Death Index. After matching other biographical information, the foundation found 1,583 deceased registrants whose registrations should have been canceled, yet they remain actively registered to vote in the county. Emphasis added. Similarly, the lawsuit claims there are close to 7,500 voter registrations that have been flagged as duplicates but that remain on the voter rolls. In one case, the lawsuit claims, an individual registered to vote up to 7 times in one day while out of state. Other individuals, the lawsuit claims, have registered to vote 3 to 4 times. Likewise, the lawsuit alleges that there are 1,523 registered voters who claim to be 100 years old and over, nearly 50 of which have listed the 1800s as their birth years. One registrant is stated as being born in June 1800, the same year Thomas Jefferson won 8 of Pennsylvania's 15 Electoral College votes against President John Adams, the lawsuit claims. The lawsuit claims there are 1,178 registered voters who are missing dates of births in Allegheny County, about 193 registered voters who are missing dates of registration, and 35 registered voters with corrupted or out-of-state addresses. Officials with the Public Interest Legal Foundation are looking to ensure that Allegheny County makes reasonable efforts to maintain their voter rolls, as required by the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.